From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Thursday, April 6th. The devastated Chicago Fire Department is mourning the loss of a second firefighter in as many days this week. 55-year-old John Torque was killed Wednesday while responding to an extra alarm blaze at a Gold Coast high-rise. Just 24 hours earlier, CFD veteran Jermaine Pelt died in the line of duty while battling a fire in West Pullman. Both fire tragedies are raising more concerns about safety measures at Chicago high-rises. Tenants showed CBS 2 the building in the Gold Coast did not have sprinklers. The Chicago City Council passed a fire safety ordinance after a fire at the Cook County Administration Building killed six people in 2003, but they allowed some buildings built before 1975 to avoid fire sprinkler retrofits if they passed the city's life safety evaluation with protocols in place. Instead of welcoming new customers today, the grand opening of a new discount grocery store in Englewood is being delayed after some pushback from angry residents. Yesterday, community organizers blocked the door to a preview event at the Save-A-Lot on 63rd and Halsted. Besides being upset about not being invited, protesters claim the chain has a reputation for selling subpar food. Store owners now plan to meet with the alderman to discuss concerns voiced by the neighborhood. Today, the fight over property taxes is going to the State House Revenue Committee. A coalition led by the Chicago Community Trust will join legislators, developers, and affordable housing advocates to talk about reforms to the state's property tax sales system. They want to increase investment in communities with more vacant properties by helping community partners and builders buy and redevelop them quickly. The start of a sunny stretch of weather will help us dry out from all that rain. We'll have a breezy high of 54 degrees. For CBS Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.